Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Hi, welcome aboard Weekend Edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe. Also part of the fifth quarter takeover on the weekend. Marty Terrell along the way, Daniel Ogden, Charlie Gibbons, part of the program all weekend long on Saturday and into Sunday as well. Lots to get to, obviously. Four huge football games, two on Saturday, two Sunday. We'll break them down. We'll report on them. And if you're with us on Saturday night, we'll keep you updated. If you're out and about, some people have to work, can't watch it on TV. Some people are traveling. We'll keep you updated if you have us locked and loaded here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline USA. Daniel Ogden in tow as well. Big show today, breaking down the games. And then, you know, one of the games in life that is kind of sad is, you know, the gambling that goes on. And there's people that can do it recreationally. And then there's people that can, you know, maybe go a little overboard. There's some people that play fantasy sports. It's what happens when it runs amok. And we have a really people in the business of monitoring mental health say we have basically a epidemic in this country with legalized sports gambling. Now, California doesn't have it. New York doesn't have it. Surprisingly, in some big states, big population centers, still not legal. But in places like Iowa, Massachusetts, Illinois, and other spots, it is legal, and it causes a lot of carnage. So we're going to talk to a longtime compulsive gambler who has been a long time now, equally as long, if not more so, in recovery and sober, is Bob G. from Brooklyn, New York. So Bob G. will join us at 37 past the hour. And really look forward to it because I think it's going to help people. If you're out there and you have a gambling problem and you've been bitten by the internet sports gambling bug, whether it's, you know, MGM, Bet365, FanDuel, DraftKings, listen, there's a whole stable of places where you can do it legally if you're in that jurisdiction. Massachusetts now is legal, New Hampshire, a lot of places where we have a good listener base. So we will talk about that. Bob G coming up. I'm looking forward to it, and hopefully it can help you and your family. And, you know, you may have got yourself into some legal trouble or you got some things going on that you're not too proud of. There's help for you out there, and Bob G is going to help us bring it home to you from Brooklyn, New York. We look forward to it. Daniel Ogden. I always like to get together with Daniel on the weekend. His Jacksonville Jaguars are watching with the rest of us sitting on their couches, but away we go. We're getting going here. Weekend edition, Sports Overnight America, fifth quarter takeover. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
All right, weekend edition here at Fifth Quarter Takeover. Marty Terrell, Charlie Gibbons later on. We got a lot going on. And Bob G going to talk about the world of sports gambling and compulsive gambling. We'll do that in the final segment of this hour as we roll along here. Let's get Daniel Ogden in here. He's ready to rock and roll. Daniel, what's going on, pal? How are you?
I'm doing great. Just hoping for some better games this weekend in terms of viewing pleasure, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, let's not put a cap on last weekend, but give me your thoughts about the winning teams from last weekend. Obviously, you're still alive. The losers have gone home. Master of the obvious right there. So master of none. So here's what I want to ask you, though. Who right now, based on last week, obviously San Francisco and Baltimore enjoyed the bye, the only two byes available, one seed in the AFC, one seed in the NFC, Baltimore, San Fran. What do you see from last weekend, and what kind of opinion have you formed based on what you saw and moving forward? I'll blurt out the team, you tell me. Let's start with Detroit because they seem to be the buzz now team right now. Let's start with the Lions. They faced the Buccaneers. So let's start with – why don't we just start with that game in particular because both teams advanced, of course. Let's hear.
Yeah, so just really happy for Lions fans. I think, you know, one of my favorite – and that was obviously the only really good game of the weekend, but – my favorite graphic of the weekend was that guy that's been a season ticket holder for 66 years. So happy for the fans and the players. And I mean, I definitely was on the doubting him when he got hired, but Dan Campbell, hell of a job. And you know, just good to see them win. But Tampa is hot right now, so it's not like they have a cakewalk.
They don't, and I'll back up and I'll join you. I was I wasn't skeptical of Dan Campbell, but I thought, you know, this guy is just kind of a lunch pail gang, you know, lunch pail guy, kind of a rah-rah guy, and that's only going to get you so far. And I still kind of feel that way because right now he's obviously in the deep end of the pool. The thing that I think is going to burn him, and he better be careful, he's a gambler. And I mean that. He is a riverboat gambler. He does crazy stuff. The two-point conversions, which we saw in Dallas, which I thought was cuckoo. Whatever. That's his right. But I'll tell you, that can only get you so far. And he better be careful. Sometimes, you know, and I'm not all that conservative myself. I like coaches that stick their neck out there a little. But he strikes me as a little too off the wall. He is to coaching what Brett Favre was to quarterbacking. Or Phil Mickelson is to golfing. I'm not kidding you. I worry about Campbell. Do you get a drift of what I'm saying with this cat? What do you think? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. Their aggressiveness in going for it cost them the game against the Cowboys, the one that everybody, you know, remembers with the two-point conversion or whatever. But they went for it instead of kicking a field goal, and they ended up losing by a couple points. The only thing I'll say, and I don't, it doesn't necessarily mean that I condone the way that he coaches. The only kind of positive about it, I guess, is everyone on the team, like all the players, all the fans, everybody knows they're going for it and that they're going to be aggressive going into everything. So it's not like he's making up his mind as it happens, or, oh, should I go for it? Should I not go for it? Like, everybody knows that this is what we're doing, and that's how we play. So you either, you know, you know, have the success with it, or you die by it, one or the other.
All right, let's get to Tampa, and we talked about this off air. Two hot quarterbacks right now. I mean, if you put their hand in a dark room, they're going to glow in the dark. Jordan Love's right hand and Baker Mayfield's right hand. These are two hot quarterbacks. What about Mayfield and Tampa headed into Detroit in a very hostile, noisy environment? Let's hear about the Bucs and Mayfield.
So I think the only thing I would say with Tampa Bay, you know, and he's playing just as well as, you know, Jordan Love's playing out of his mind. I think he's got like 21 touchdowns, one pick in the last X amount of games.
Nine games, yep.
The one benefit that I'll give Green Bay that Tampa Bay really doesn't have is Aaron Jones in that running game, because Tampa Bay has almost no running game. But if Godwin and Mike Evans are clicking, and it seems like Cade Otton came alive in that playoff game, I think they'll give the Lions a game. I think it'll be a close game, but I think the Lions will kind of squeak it out at the end, sort of like they did against the Rams.
All right, let's go to snowy Buffalo, New York. You know, Allen has kind of reclaimed the team. You know, the Bills were kind of the now team this year, and then they struggled, and they're you know, look at, they had to win their last game to get in, and then of course, you know, it was against the Dolphins, so they ended up, you know, getting the division. It was either out mathematically or in win the division. You know what happened? They won it. They're home in Buffalo, which I think is huge. But here comes Mahomes and the Chiefs. And the one thing Mahomes has never done in his career is win a playoff game on the road. Well, guess what? He hasn't had to, because they've been so successful. Where do you go with Chiefs, Bills, and obviously the two quarterbacks there very much in the discussion? Let's hear.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it really kind of boils down to the Bills finally get Kansas City in the playoffs at home. This is their time. I know they have countless amount of injuries on defense. You know, White's been out since week two. Milano's been out since week three or four. Safeties in and out, corners in and out. I think their middle linebacker went down last week and carted off the field, replacing Milano. But I, you know, put all that aside, no excuses. You get Kansas City at home. This is your shot. And if they don't beat them, I don't, you know, against a Chiefs team that's not as good as they normally are, if they don't win this game, I don't know that they're ever going to get over the hump.
Well, Daniel, you pay attention, talking to Daniel Ogden here on Sports Byline. Daniel, here's what I'm thinking. Kansas City, they're as much of a head scratcher as anybody. I mean, scratch your head about Philadelphia, they're out. Scratch your head about Dallas, they're out. I mean, there's just crazy stuff going on here. And Kansas City's just weird. But Mahomes is Mahomes. And Kelsey is, you know, he's Taylor Swifted to the max. But he's dropping balls. Pacheco's been dinged up, but he's healthy. The Rice kid, Rashee Rice, is a absolute speed burner. I'm all of a sudden thinking, Andy Reid's going to pull this team together, bring in the owner, and bring in the GM, and, you know, everybody's going to huddle around and say, you know what, enough of the nonsense, okay? None of the Hollywood stuff. I'm sure they've taken Kelce aside and said, look, the Taylor stuff is great. You know what? We need to focus on football. I think if Kansas City has that discussion and they collectively as a 53-man roster decide to play football, not only do I think they're going to beat Buffalo handily, I think they're going to go back to another Super Bowl and try to successfully defend last year's world championship. What do you think? I think it's just they've been a distracted, kind of a goofy team. If they get it together, and I think they can, I think they're going to be back in Vegas trying to defend their championship. Go ahead. A couple minutes here. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I really think, and I have no idea why, because I, you know, Baltimore's looked great all year and et cetera, but I think the winner of Buffalo, Kansas City is who's going to be in the Super Bowl for the AFC. I think that's
wow.
Whoever wins that game, I think, will beat Baltimore. And the thing with Baltimore, I just feel like everyone seems to forget that they do not play well in the playoffs, and Lamar has only won one playoff game.
True.
So can he get over the hump also is sort of another question or storyline going into the weekend.
It's going to be fascinating to watch, Daniel. And I'll tell you, we'll come back out of the break. I got a few things to talk about, but we still got another game or two to talk about, actually two. And I can't wait really for this, this Texans-Baltimore game. We just referenced them because I think that's going to be interesting. And don't look now, speaking of a hot quarterback, C.J. Stroud isn't playing like a rookie. I mean, he's in the playoffs now, so you could almost say this is his second season because it is the second season. It's the playoffs. And then, of course, Purdy, 49ers, and Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. We'll get to that coming up. Plus, we'll talk about the world of gambling, sports gambling. Bob G. from Brooklyn, New York, a longtime compulsive gambler, but equally, if not longer, in recovery. We'll do that in our recovery segment coming up here. Sports Internet Gambling here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here, and a major death in the sports world today. I'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. And it's just a very, very bummer day for me. And although a couple of my buddies out east, guys I worked with in the past, don't think it's as big a deal as I'm going to make it here, but I will here in a moment. But let's get back to it. Daniel Ogden, Sports Byline. He's out there at 300 Broadway Street in Suite 8. He's getting after it tonight and throughout the weekend, getting pumped up for the games. All right, let's go to – oh, by the way, Charlie Gibbons just sent me a text. You ready for this, Daniel? The cheapest ticket for Bucks-Lions right now online is currently $673. You can buy a ticket to see all three other divisional games for less. San Francisco-Green Bay, $251. Houston-Baltimore, $133. Kansas City-Buffalo, you're in the door at Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park, New York for $197. $673 get-in price for Detroit. Give me a quick reaction to that.
I mean, I know I wouldn't pay that, but I understand, that's a star, what that fan base has been through, and to have a home game with a chance to go to the conference title game, I get it. I guess I just have trouble. I have trouble even spending like $150 on tickets for anything, which is probably why I never go to many events anymore. But you know what happens if you shell out all that money for like four tickets and then they lose?
I know. Well, yeah. Well, you know what you do. You just kind of take it in stride. What are you gonna do? I think, look at Detroit, the auto industry, those people, that's a blue collar town, man. 673. But I tell you right now, these people are so starved for a winner and to get to a NFC championship at the very least out in San Francisco, or maybe hosting Green Bay or get to the Super Bowl in Vegas. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if Detroit gets in, that Super Bowl ticket price will probably go through the absolute ceiling. So it'll be interesting to watch. All right, let's go out west. I'm worried about Purdy. You know, I really am, and I'm not killing the kid. We covered him in college at Iowa State. Listen, there's a reason he was drafted the last player in the draft, Mr. Irrelevant. He's been relevant, got hurt last year against Philly. He's had kind of a topsy-turvy season. He's got loads of all-pro talent surrounding him, and I'm still concerned. I don't know what it is. It's a gut feeling. And I will say, and I'm playing both ends against the middle because I'm not in the middle on Purdy. I think he's either going to be tremendous and I'm going to go, okay, what am I worried about? There's Brock Purdy. Or he's going to be so god-awful, I'm going to say, has he seen his last game as a 49er? And I'm not kidding. I can't get comfortable with Brock Purdy either way. So talk me off the ledge or calm me down. I'm really hoping the Niners win, but Jordan Love and the Packers are rolling. Their defense isn't that great. So Ayuk and Kittle and CMC and the rest of them could have a huge day. And Debo, it might be 37-7, 37-10 for all we know. Give me your take on Niners, Packers, and the quarterback, Purdy versus Love. Let's hear. Go ahead.
So, I get your concern. I don't necessarily think that I'm that worried about Purdy. I guess maybe if it rains, I would have a little bit more of a worry. But they're going to lean on Christian McCaffrey, and I would also venture to guess, and you know, this is just a ballpark number, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Deebo Samuel get, you know, 5 to 10 carries on top of catches out of the backfield. And I think they're going to do most of what they can to try to take, you know, most of the pressure off of him. And then I'm looking for Shanahan to, you know, kind of run the ball down the field on their first drive. You know, I would venture to guess his script is going to be heavy, run heavy. And then he's going to look for a nice little play action pass to kind of get him in rhythm and hopefully get him going. I think as long as he starts well, he'll be fine. I don't know that he can necessarily out-duel Love the way he's playing right now, but as long as McCaffrey and Deebo and their run game works, I think they'll be fine.
Are you confident that the Niner offensive line can protect him? Because Devontae Wyatt of the Packers says he's a turnover machine, and we're going to get to him, and we're going to harass him, and we're going to jostle him, we're going to hit him. He's not going to know what hit him, but he's going to know when we're – I mean, he's already out there saying it. I mean, quoted as saying, we're going to get to this guy. And we know that if we get to Purdy, he turns into a turnover machine. And he's right. The question is, can Green Bay get to him? Do you think they can or no?
I mean, I think the Niners align as long as they're healthy, which they are at the moment. I know a bunch of them had – you know, injuries in and out of the year, but I think as long as they're healthy, and specifically as long as Trent Williams is healthy, they'll be able to protect him. I also think it's sort of a luxury to have, you know, maybe one of the best blocking tight ends in the game in George Kittle that you can always keep in as an extra body to try to protect if your protection is breaking down throughout the game.
The thing, if I'm a Niner fan and I'm very comfortable with, is you're right about the offensive line. The defense is elite. And here's the thing. They're balanced. They can run it, and they can throw it, and some play action stuff. And if they get a lead, like, you know, 10-0, 14-17-0, I think it'll be over for Green Bay. So we'll see. But Aaron Jones is going nuts. The receiving core for Green Bay is stepping up. And Love is as hot a quarterback as we've seen in a long time. He's 9-1 in his last 10, or 6-1 in his last 7. And like you said, 21 touchdowns, 1 pick in his last 9 games. So he's 8-1 or whatever it is. It's crazy, or 8-2, whatever it was. But the bottom line is 21 touchdowns, 1 pick, he's taking care of the ball. But you could also make the case he's due for a bad game and comes out and gets sacked, fumbles a couple times, then gets, you know, starts to press, and then gets on a little bit of a, you know, a roll the other way and starts making mistakes. That's possible too. All right, let's get to the inner harbor of Baltimore. Oh, here we go. What do you think? Lamar Jackson, 1-3 lifetime in the playoffs. I don't always like statistics like that. He's a mobile quarterback, but the weather's going to be good. Sunny in 24. The wind might kick up a little, but they were predicting potentially some bad weather. That's not going to happen. Baltimore's the one seed. They're fresh. Mark Andrews has been ruled out, so he's not coming back this week. They hope there is going to be a next week. So will there be a next week or not? And what chance do you give DeMeco Ryans, C.J. Stroud, and the rest of the Houston Texans, Daniel? Let's hear.
I really think this is where the Texans' like magical journey comes to an end. They really remind me a lot of watching the Jags team last year, where you had a hot quarterback, kind of a hot, like, I don't even necessarily know if you would call it a hot team, but almost hot luck. Like, the ball just seems to bounce their way, kind of like Jacksonville last year. And I think it's this time it's going to run out. But it's been a hell of a year for C.J. Stroud. DeMeco Ryans, what a coaching job. And it'll be, you know, interesting, I think, in the off season to see kind of how they bounce back as the hunted instead of the hunters this year.
So do you, let's put you right to the test right now. Let's go through your picks real quick. I'm going to give you the game. Just give me the winner and maybe one little quick comment. We got to go quick. We only got a couple of minutes here. Let's start right there. You've got Baltimore beating Texans, right?
Baltimore beating Houston, yes, very easily. And I think Dalvin Cook is going to look good in a Ravens uniform.
I do too. And Dominic Jimenez, who produces Monday through Thursday here, disagrees with me, thinks he's washed up. I couldn't disagree more. Dalvin Cook's activated. I think he's going to figure prominently, believe it or not, at some point. Maybe not this week, but if they win next week or maybe in the Super Bowl, who knows? All right. Green Bay, San Fran.
I go Niners. I think they'll handle business, but win by 10 at least.
All right. Right on the number. Okay. How about Detroit and Tampa?
I'm going to go Detroit. So I'm really heading all chalk here until I'm going to go Kansas City.
You're going to go Kansas City. I'm with you. A lot of people, Buffalo seems to be the wise guy team right now. A lot of people, you know, putting it out there, you know, Mahomes, you know, the team's distracted, which I agree. I mean, I could see Kansas City laying an egg, but something tells me Clark Hunt, the owner, is going to have that team, Andy Reid, get all the executives in there, and they're going to say, look it. Enough of the Hollywood stuff. Enough of the shenanigans. Let's get down to brass tacks. Let's play football. We're defending world champions. Let's act like it. Let's go into Highmark Stadium and let's give them a Highmark. All right? Let's give them a Highmark with a club over the head and let's knock Josh Allen and James Cook, who you mentioned, is so dangerous. So dangerous. You know what? If I had to guess, this might be the best game of the weekend. Seriously. I think Kansas City-Buffalo might be the best game of the weekend before it's all said and done. All right. Good job out of you, Daniel. Daniel Ogden, I'm Marty Trell. Coming back, Bob G. Internet gambling, FanDuel, DraftKings, MGM, Bet365. Is this a good thing or is it destroying families and people's lives? We'll evaluate. And the death I'm talking about is Sports Illustrated. Gone. They're pulling the plug. After all these years, Sports Illustrated, the famed publication, is virtually no more. Sad. I'm old enough to remember running home on a Thursday to the mailbox, or Tuesday rather, and unwrapping it and seeing who's on the cover. Those days are no more. We'll come back on the Weekend Edition. Sports Byline. Keep it here.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, back here on Sports Byline USA across the country on iHeart, Simple Radio, TuneIn Radio. All our numbers came back. Thank you to all the hundreds of thousands and millions of people who listen to Sports Byline. We are very, very grateful for you. You know, we always give out our phone number here, but I'm going to give you another number right now, and it's 1-800-662-4357, and I'd like you to write it down. 1-800-662-4357. That number is for you if you think you might or someone you love has a gambling problem. I'm going to introduce you to a friend of mine. His name is Bob G. He is from Brooklyn, New York. He is a compulsive gambler. He has been in recovery for a good long time, and I welcome him, and I think we're going to do a great, great service today because Bob G., welcome aboard, but you know as well as I do, gambling in our country no longer is stigmatized. It is here to stay. How are you, Bob? Thanks for popping on.
I'm well, Marty. How are you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. Bob, give me an overview right now of where you think we are in terms of problem and or compulsive gambling in our country right now.
Well, Marty, right now, with the proliferation of gambling, it's everywhere. I mean, you can't watch a show on TV without getting three or four ads during the hour for various companies that offer gambling to you. And not only that, but they'll say something like, to promote themselves, if you lose or you gamble $500, we'll give you back $2,000. Anything to get the hook into people. It's really terrible, besides the fact that you can gamble on your home phone while you're sitting, reading the paper. Incredible.
Bob, when did you start gambling? Give us a little bit of your story before we then spin forward to how we can help people today. Give us a story. You're from Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead. Give us a little.
Right, Marty.
Brooklyn
is the borough of churches. And one of the things that every church has during the late spring and early summer, it's a bazaar to raise money for the church and or the school that might be connected with that church. And as a young kid, 8, 9, 10 years old, I can remember my mom or dad would give me $2 to go to the bazaar with my friends. And they would naturally try to win a bird or maybe a toaster for their mother or a bicycle. And I would go right to the over and under booth, the gambling booth. And I'd stand behind a few adults, and as the crowds would dissipate, they'd chase me away because kids aren't supposed to be gambling. And even at that young age, I remember getting a certain high from that. I couldn't wait to get there to gamble. And in my family, which is Italian-American, at Christmas Eve, we always had an Italian card game going, and lo and behold, I was a winner all the time. And I thought this was a message from God that I was going to have a very easy life and win whatever I might need. And that's the way it was. And after graduating college, I got a job on Wall Street, of all places, in the commodity markets, which, if you know anything about that, it's not a good place for a gambler to be. And that was my destruction between that and going to card games, going to OTB. I live in Brooklyn's 2-hour drive to Atlantic City, and I did that very often. You know, so I had a few things going against me, which and plus the fact that, you know, there is Dr. Robert Costa was a VA psychiatrist who had a theory about gambling, and His theory was that often there's a winning phase when a person first starts, then there's a losing phase where you lose some and you win some, and then go on for years before you get into the third phase, which is desperation. And as a young kid, I remember being in college and finding out that they had a bazaar. They had a club that met once a month, and I can't think of the name of it now, but the idea was they sold raffle tickets. And I got involved in that, and the third month I was in, I won the top prize of $700. Wasn't a lot of money, but it certainly was another sign to me that happy days would be here again, you know? And that's the way it went.
Very good. Bob G with us. We're talking about compulsive gambling. We know there's sports gambling out there. Like Bob said, your phone is now your casino. If you live in New York City, you don't have to drive to Atlantic City. You can stay home. If you live up in Connecticut, you've got the Indian reservations. You don't need to even go there. Most of these places have online portals and away you go. Bob, we hear the thing, problem gambler, compulsive gambler. Is there a difference? And then there's the social gambler. And I've never met a social gambler, by the way. I really haven't. I might know one or two, but really, I don't even know if that's true. So what is the difference between problem gambler or compulsive gambler, or is there no difference? Go ahead. Let's hear.
Well, to me, there's not much of a difference, but I could give you an example of a social gambler. There was a time where neighbors of mine invited me to play in their social card game on a Friday night. They play once a week on a Friday night, the nickel and dime, just to pass the time. Well, when this compulsive gambler joined the game, within 3 or 4 months, it wasn't just Friday night anymore. It was Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And it certainly wasn't nickel and dime anymore. It was quarter and a half, a dollar and two, bet the five, all because I joined. There were people there who played socially once a week, but there was two of us who played. If we there were game was on three nights a week, I was there three nights a week. And I would often rationalize that because I didn't drink and I never did drugs, that my one vice, so to speak, was gambling. And that's what I did.
Bob, what happens to a compulsive gambler? Give me some of the end game things that happen in that last stage, the desperation stage. Give me some examples. And if you want to personalize it amongst yourself, that's fine. If you don't, maybe you can give me some observations. I know what it's like because I've been there, but I want to hear from you.
Well,
what happened?
For myself, I was in the last phase, the desperation phase, for about a year. At that point, I had worked on Wall Street since I got out of college, and I became a commodity trader, and I was never rich, but the first few years that I traded, I made a lot of money because there were sneaky ways you could get involved and make money, which I did. But then in 1984, I remember I had a very bad year, and what I was doing and how I rationalized things was that I would trade heavier and heavier because gambling is the only addiction that you don't have to ingest anything. It's all psychological. And to a compulsive gambler, if I lost money today, it's okay because I'll get it back tomorrow. I'll get on a run, whether it's trading or what I also did during my desperation phase. I went to Atlantic City over 100 times, and my wife did not know anything. She knew something was wrong with me, but she didn't know what it was because I was such a sneak. I would drive her to work every morning. She worked at a time. She's retired now. She worked by the Verrazano Bridge. I'd drop her off. I'd be off over the Verrazano, onto the Garden State, New Jersey, and down to Atlantic City. And I did that over 100 times. And I was a type gambler. Not everyone is like this, but I would lose all of my money all of the time. And in the rare occurrence that I did win, I always went back, usually next day, because it was never enough. And I do know people personally who their gambling drove them to suicide because they owed certain people such amounts of money that they could not see a way out, and they took their own lives. I know people who were divorced, lost their family because of it. And it's a terrible thing. You know, there's a series of 20 questions that we ask on the night that a person goes to their first meeting. And question number 20 is, did you ever consider suicide or self-destruction as a result of your gambling? Well, an awful lot of people, myself included, you know, say no to that question. But the bottom line is that over a period of time, I came to understand that I lied about it. I wasn't going to tell people I just met that I was thought of suicide. I didn't have a plan, but I certainly thought of it. And I only joined Gamblers Anonymous because I thought my wife would need me. I was so naive at that point in my life. I was 34 years old. Up until 2 days before I went to my first meeting, I never heard of Gamblers Anonymous. But when I went to my older brother, tried to borrow money again, and he wouldn't give it to me, he gave me the hotline number. He said, "You got to call Gamblers Anonymous." And I didn't even know what it was. But he had a neighbor who was in the program, and this guy would tell my brother, "Hey, your brother's got a problem. All he talks about is gambling and this and that." And he knew me better than I knew myself. And I was 17.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
What was the date? Yeah. What was the date of your last bet, Bob G?
August 19th, 1985. And I came into the program two days later.
That's unbelievable. You remember the exact date. That is just unbelievable.
I couldn't tell you what I had for breakfast today, but I remember the last day that I gambled and my first day that I came to the program. Because I like to say it was a day that will live in infamy. It was the worst day of my life, and it became the best day when I finally surrendered to the, and I didn't surrender right away to the program. It took a while. But I found out that by going to the meetings and listening and paying attention to other people, see, I didn't buy into the program right away because I didn't want to stop gambling. I didn't know that you were supposed to stop completely. I thought, honestly, that they would teach me how to gamble so I didn't lose all my money all the time. Of course, I stayed around long enough to find out that that's not the case. So it's about,
Bob, what do you say to somebody out there that's listening and hearing this and is just so desperate that they're thinking of doing something, harming themselves or stealing money or getting themselves in prison? Because there's three outcomes. If they don't, if a true compulsive gambler doesn't stop, it's insanity, prison, or death. And the last one happens a lot more than all the other addictive programs combined.
True.
What do you say? True. What do you say to them?
I say that there is hope. Regardless of the point that you're in your life, how much money you owe, or who you owe the money to, Gamblers Anonymous will show you a way not only to repay your debts, because that's part of it, and in the beginning it's a big part because everyone wants to get out of debt. Gamblers Anonymous will show you a way to repay your debts so that you can live a life and be free and clear of gambling at some point, and have a wonderful life by following these 12 steps of recovery that we have. So there's 12 steps. The first one is the only one that mentions gambling. The rest are the antidote to that problem. And part of it is to make repayment. We tell you how to do that. So there is hope, and no matter how far down the scale you've gone, there's somebody who's gone down a little bit further and has turned his life around.
The national hotline from the National Council on Compulsive Gambling is 1-800-662-4357. 1-800-662-4357. He's Bob G. I'm Marty T. Bob, I'll see you again soon on a Zoom. You take
Okay,
care, and
Marty.
Thank you for coming
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your experience, strength, and hope with your long-time gambling addiction. And now he's been bet-free since 1985. Bob G. from Brooklyn, New York. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll come back. What are we streaming and screaming about in the world of sports this weekend? Here on Sports Overnight America, it's the weekend edition. coming right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
All right, down the home stretch we go. A weekend edition, a weekend where we look back at the death of Sports Illustrated. And longtime sports columnist Jay Mariotti, Chicago. Where else was Mariotti? West Coast. He had a domestic dispute with a girlfriend that kind of led to his unceremonious drop into the hinterlands of sports journalism. But he now has a Substack column, and Jay Mariotti was on ESPN for a lot of years and on Sporting News Radio. I've always liked the guy, you know, he's a Chicago guy, really. But yeah, his headline on his Substack column, Sports Illustrated Dies Proving Me Right Again About Sports Media. And he was. I remember Jay Mariotti being one of the first to say newspapers are toast and your phone is going to be your radio. And TV is going to be computer and probably handheld. Daniel, do you read the newspaper, Daniel Ogden?
I do, actually. And my mom still gets it delivered every day.
Wow.
There's still something about just having that tangible sports page in your hand. I don't know what it is.
Which paper do you get?
Call me old school.
Which paper do you get? The Chronicle?
We get the East Bay Times.
East Bay Times. Wow. I've heard of it. I can, because I was a newspaper junkie aficionado.
I guess it used to be the Contra Costa Times, but
there you go. Yep, there you go. And the Oakland Tribune, does that still publish?
Yes, as far as I know.
And the Chronicle? And why is the Chronicle green sometimes, by the way? When I was out in San Francisco, why is it green?
No idea. Sorry.
Just weird. All right, we'll end on that note. Speaking of the green, Sports Illustrated need more green, as in money. But the ownership group said no more. They have pulled the plug on Sports Illustrated. Great job out of the whole crew. Enjoy your games. Bailey Peck will be with us on the weekend as well. For Daniel Ogden, Dominic Jimenez, Charlie Gibbons, and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Adios from Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA. American Forces Radio Network.